It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, August 25th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American composer and conductor Leonard Bernstein, born in Lawrence, Massachusetts in 1918. Inspired and voracious in his conducting style, he was one of the first American-born conductors to lead world-class orchestras. His birth name was actually Lewis, the name his grandmother adored, but his family always called him Leonard or Lenny, which he officially renamed himself when he was 16. He first played the piano at age 10. His Aunt Clara was going through a divorce and needed a place to store her massive upright piano. Lenny loved everything about the instrument, but his father refused to pay for lessons. Determined, the boy raised his own small pot of money to pay for a few sessions. He proved to be a natural from the start, and by the time his bar mitzvah rolled around, his father was impressed enough to buy him a baby grand. Young Bernstein found inspiration everywhere and played with a spontaneity that impressed anyone who listened. He attended Boston Latin School, where he met his first real teacher and lifelong mentor, Helen Coates. After graduating, he entered Harvard University, where he studied music theory. In 1937, he attended a Boston Symphony concert conducted by Dimitri Mitropoulos. At a reception the next day, Mitropoulos heard Bernstein play a sonata, and he was so moved by the young man's abilities that he invited him to attend his rehearsals. Leonard spent a week with him, and after that experience, he was determined to make music the center of his life. Despite his passion and brilliance, he often found himself out of work. For a while, he took odd jobs transcribing music. But then, out of pure luck, he was offered the position of assistant conductor of the New York Philharmonic. On November 14, 1943, Bernstein was called at 9 in the morning to replace Bruno Walter, who was ill. The young conductor amazed the crowd and his players. Ecstatic applause implored the New York Times to publish a front-page article about the performance. Overnight, Leonard Bernstein became a respected conductor, one who would lead the Philharmonic 11 times by the end of that season. His musical life continued to blossom, taking him on several international tours during the 1950s. In 1952, he founded the Creative Arts Festival at Brandeis University. He also found a love for teaching. The television programs Omnibus and Young People's Concerts allowed him to speak to a whole new audience of music lovers. Always a fan of both classical and pop music, Bernstein wrote his first operetta, Candide, in 1956. His second work for the stage was a collaboration with Jerome Robbins, Arthur Lawrence, and Stephen Sondheim, the beloved musical West Side Story. When it opened, the show garnered unanimous rave reviews, matched only by its movie version released in 1961. Bernstein's career would continue for nearly 30 years. A longtime heavy smoker, he had had emphysema from his mid-50s. He announced his retirement from conducting on October 9, 1990, and he died just 5 days later of a heart attack. He was 72 years old. On the day of his funeral procession through the streets of Manhattan, construction workers removed their hats and waved, calling out, "Goodbye, Lenny!" Bernstein is buried in Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, next to his wife with a copy of Mahler's Fifth Symphony, open to the famous Adagietto, lying across his heart. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 25th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.